SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. A Grad rocket loaded with some 20 kilograms of explosives hit the Beersheba residence of Miri Tamano and her three young sons at around 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday after sirens sounded in the city. The house was completely destroyed, but the family was unhurt. Tamano's ability to wake up, jump out of bed, rush to get her sons, aged 8, 9 and 12, and get them into the shelter before the bomb hit, all in under a minute, has been credited with saving their lives. Maria Aman, a Palestinian teenager who was paralyzed by an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip over a decade ago, and her father traveled to Beersheba to make a donation to the Tamano family. Maria said, "Both sides need to stop what they are doing, because every time this happens, I go back to the moments when I was injured." She was critically injured in 2006 when the IDF struck the vehicle of a senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander in the Strip. The blast and shrapnel from the Israeli missile struck the Aman's car, killing four members of her family. Maria, her brother Mo'amen, and her father Hamdi now live in Jerusalem, where the 17-year-old has undergone years of medical treatment and rehabilitation. The admiration between the two families was mutual. Hamdi said to Miri Tamano, the single mother of three boys, "I have no words to describe what you did. I was so deeply moved that I came here to strengthen you. You have touched my heart and I salute you. You are a wonderful woman. I don't think I would have managed to do what you did, so congratulations." Tiri Tamano told the Amans, "You are the ones who have touched me. It's not an obvious thing to do." She told Hamdi Aman, "He was very sweet and very human. I don't usually touch men, but I just have to hug you." The Israeli Tax Authority and the Jewish Agency have given monetary grants to the family, but they are also experiencing the generosity of neighbours to replace everything they owned, as nothing was left undestroyed in the house after the blast. The Israeli military bombed 20 military facilities throughout the Gaza Strip, in Rafah, Khan Yunus, Tel Ahawa and the north of the enclave near Beit Lahia on Wednesday morning in response to the strike. The IDF later released footage of its strike on an underground site, which the army said was the 16th tunnel destroyed since last year. On Thursday, Israel's top-level security cabinet instructed the army to take a wait-and-see approach towards Gaza to allow mediation efforts to succeed, but also ordered the military to step up reprisal attacks should there be border violence. Ministers said the IDF should ultimately adopt a zero-tolerance policy towards rocket attacks, arson balloons and rioting along the Israeli border. Cabinet ministers are blaming IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Gadi Eisenkot for what they described as the army's overly complacent policy towards Gaza. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman came to Eisenkot's defence during the Security Cabinet meeting and afterwards described the criticism of the IDF chief as petty politics. MK Ofer Shelach from Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party said that this Security Cabinet was the most irresponsible cabinet since the founding of the state. He was joined in his criticism of the government's lack of control of the situation by opposition leader Tzipi Livni, who accused Netanyahu of keeping Hamas in power in order to undermine PA leader Abu Mazen for political reasons. Gaza's Hamas rulers on Thursday warned Israeli leaders not to make a mistake and misread their intentions, while they ordered a probe into how a missile was launched from the Strip at the Beersheba home. All the militaristic groups in the Strip, including those designated as terror groups, denied responsibility for the launch that destroyed the Beersheba home, condemning those who carried it out as irresponsible, and said they threatened to undermine an Egyptian-led effort to reach a negotiated armistice with Israel in exchange for certain economic incentives. Experts have surmised that a freak lightning strike may also be to blame for the launch, as a bolt was found to have struck near where rockets were being stored. Tension along the border has been rising, with a rising clamour of calls from within Israel for military action to stop incessant balloon attacks and border riots. Last Friday, some 14,000 Palestinians thronged to the perimeter fence, burning tyres and throwing rocks, firebombs and grenades at soldiers on the other side. Despite calls from Hamas leaders and warnings from the IDF to keep this Friday's protest peaceful and stay away from the border, still more than 100 Palestinians were wounded in violent clashes as thousands of demonstrators protested close to the fence, burning tyres and throwing rocks at Israeli military positions along the Gaza border. an Israeli aircraft yesterday fired towards a group of Palestinians flying incendiary devices from the Gaza Strip into Israel. The strike destroyed a motorcycle. Three fires were started inside Israel due to incendiary devices flown in from Gaza. On Monday, Israeli troops shot dead a Palestinian man who attempted to stab a soldier at the Gittai Junction in the northern West Bank. The assailant was a resident of Bidya, the same hometown as Aisha Mohammed Talarabi, a 47-year-old Palestinian mother of eight who was killed the previous Friday night when a rock was hurled at her car in the northern West Bank. The Shin Bet has opened a probe into the incident, suspected of being an act of terror committed by local Jewish settlers. Police on Thursday arrested 54-year-old Yitzhak Shafak on charges of murdering his ex-wife Aliza Shafak in her home in Netanya on Wednesday night. Yitzhak is suspected of stabbing Aliza repeatedly, after which he went to the landlord who lives in the same building and asked him to convey his love to his children and then fled. This was the 20th case of exoricide in Israel this year. The victims of a tragic accident on Route 90 near the Dead Sea on Thursday were identified as 28-year-old Kfir Avitan, his wife, 28-year-old Shira Avitan, and the couple's young daughter, Gaia. Their car was hit by a bus, which veered out of control. The crash is being investigated. A shocking 225 people have died on Israel's roads so far this year. The Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that Lara Al-Qassem, 22, an American student accused of advocating boycotts of Israel, can enter the country, putting an end to a weeks-long saga. Lara had been held at a facility in the airport for 15 days after arriving in Israel for a master's program at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. The state alleged that Al-Qassem, who headed the local chapter of the pro-boycott Students for Justice in Palestine group while she was a student at the University of Florida, currently supports the BDS movement. In court, Al-Qassem's testimony that she has not participated in boycott activities for a year and a half and her promises not to engage in BDS in the future were accepted in the ruling. A poll commissioned by a new group founded by Jewish Democrats, the Jewish Electorate Institute, found that 92% of American Jewish voters are supportive of Israel. At the same time, a majority of 59% say they are comfortable supporting Israel and also criticizing its government. Heavy rain in the south of the country caused floods yesterday evening in Eilat and the Arava region. As a result, Eilat Airport was closed and Route 90 was blocked. The volatile weather will continue for the next few days, with a warm-up that will kick in tomorrow, which will be unusually hot. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.